And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, May the 17th, 2016, 1:12 coming up on 1:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Now program. I am Scott Spears, your host, and this is going to be a fun hour. Yesterday, we teased the idea that we were going to have legendary actress Charlotte Ray on from The Facts of Life and Car 54, Where Are You? And a ton of plays across the country and movies and so on and so forth, because she's written a new book entitled The Facts of My Life with her son, Larry Strauss. We were not able to get Charlotte on yesterday because there was a snafu. Actually, she ended up calling another number I gave her, which was a private number. It's a long story, but we didn't have Charlotte on yesterday. But today, we are going to be very lucky enough to be joined by Charlotte Ray here momentarily. So before we get Charlotte on the line, I do want to play that classic theme song for you one more time, The Facts of Life. Then we're going to take a short break and then come back, hopefully, cross your fingers, with the legendary Charlotte Ray. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. The guests are amazing, from legendary First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.
That's the best answer I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it, darling. And I just adored my ghost.
To legendary pro wrestler Captain Lou Albano.
Well, God bless you, and you're a gentleman and a scholar. You're often imitated but never duplicated. And I'd like to say you're a great guy. So whatever you're doing, keep doing.
Actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Ohio, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcer and he's not from this area, you make sure that before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Madge Cooper. Madge Guthrie.
You won't be a millionaire, but it's the best job in the world.
And legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year. And They were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off.
Don't miss it, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised the wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love have things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Well, what would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I will do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. Because well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. Scott Spears back with you here, 18 minutes past the hour, and we are going to have a lot of fun this hour because today we are going to salute a book. We have a lot of great authors on this program, but truly, last November I received this book in the mail, The Facts of My Life, authored by Charlotte Ray, actress, of course, who you know from The Facts of Life, and her son, Larry Strauss. I could not put this book down over the holiday season last year. An amazing, amazing book. We salute this book, and on the back, one of Charlotte's friends, Sheldon Harnick, has the line exactly right. To think of Charlotte Ray is to smile. And that's what we're going to do today. Before we get to Charlotte, who we have on the line to talk about this great book, let's go back, listen to a bit of her work from The Facts of Life from the early 1980s. Take a listen.
Don't try to talk me out of this, Mrs. Garrett. Carlton Blair stood for everything I despise.
I know that, Blair.
Ashamed to even have his name. I feel like I'm a part of something horrible, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Blair, the things your grandfather did, he did. Well, you can't take the blame for his mistakes any more than you can take the credit for the good things he did.
Good things?
Your grandfather was good to you. He read you bedtime stories, took you fishing, always had time for you.
Yeah, and it couldn't have been easy for him, squeezing me in between sheet fittings.
Is that the only way you want to remember him?
I don't want to remember him at all. I do remember him. I can still see him sitting on the edge of my bed, holding my hand all night long when I had the chicken pox.
Then hang on to that. Blair, even though somebody disappoints you, deeply disappoints you, well, that doesn't mean you have to stop loving them.
Even a man like that?
Mm-hmm. Blair, you can't change the way he was, but you can give him a chance now to do something good. You know, from a man who spent a lifetime promoting ignorance, maybe a library is a fitting gift.
She is an American treasure. It is an honor, because I know she doesn't do these very often, to welcome to these microphones Charlotte Ray. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well, and I hear you just opened in a new play out there in Los Angeles.
Yes, a wonderful play with wonderful cast and a wonderful playwright, Samuel Beckett. Oh, it's a beautiful play called Endgame. Yes, I'm loving every minute of it.
Is it still a charge to get out there on that stage?
Yes, yes. It's what I was meant to do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think we're all lucky that that is what you were meant to do. When you hear that clip, I believe that was from 1981, what does that make you think about?
Oh, it makes me think of happy times we had together. The girls and they were good times. And in retrospect, I really realized that those issues that we talked about were wonderful. And you don't get too much of that today in the series. I think this kind of a show is missing today.
I think a lot of people would agree. Charlotte, as I said, I got this book last November, and I just found it to be such a great read. Why did you decide to write the book?
It was all because of my son, Larry Strauss, who's a writer, and he's written some wonderful novels. And he said to me a couple of years ago, "Ma, you're 87. It's time to write your memoirs." I said, "Well, I'm not a writer. I can't do it." And he said, "Well, I'll help you." And I'm so glad that we did it. We did it together. And people seem to, like you said, you had trouble putting it down because it's an interesting life, full of ups and downs and challenges and fun and all sorts of stuff. Like a life is usually that way. It's not all up and up. It's full of this and that. And I'm just thrilled that I did it now, because people who have gotten it on Amazon say that they really were very moved by it. I'm very grateful that I'm glad I did it, because I let everything hang out, and so that people don't feel so badly about their life because of the ups and downs, because that's life.
You know, and that was one of the things about the book. A lot of books you get, and they're not bad, but when people from the entertainment industry write a book, most of the book centers around their entertainment life. You really did go into some areas in this book that were very close to you, I would imagine.
Yes, indeed. And I'm glad that I did, because there are things, issues that other people have had experiences with, like my husband turned out to be bisexual, and it was a traumatic experience for me. And you know, after acceptance, we continued to love each other and care and be good parents to the children and good friends. And my older boy was riddled with many problems. Autism, and he had the thing where they have seizures, I forget what that's called, epilepsy, and childhood schizophrenia, and those were enormous challenges. And then he passed at the age of 45, but he was a dear, wonderful, but sometimes dangerous person, and I love him till the day I die. And his younger brother Larry was so beautiful with him. Beautiful. Yeah, there are lots of interesting stories. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and Charlotte, what was kind of interesting as I'm reading the book, we had you on the program here, I think it was back in October of 2014, and there had been a leak or a story, this is before the book's published, about your husband being bisexual, and I had brought that up, and at that time you didn't want to talk about it, so I found it very interesting that you wrote about it.
Yes, well, Larry and I were able to write about it in an honest way, and I'm sure a lot of women identify with what I went through, and you know, it's part of life, and that's the way it is. But the love continues, you know. We all loved each other, yeah.
Your son, Andy, is a big part of the book, the son you mentioned who was mentally challenged. What is that like, to have a child who is in institutions throughout their life?
Well, read the book. I can't tell
that's,
you.
You're right. You're, it's in the book. It's in the book, right. But and there are some... Is there anything in the book you regret putting in?
No. No, I think it's very, very good to be very open and very honest.
Absolutely.
I am who I am, and this is who I am. You know?
Absolutely. Is there...
And it gives other people courage to know that I have survived many illnesses and many challenges, and I'm, by the grace of God, one day at a time, I'm still here enjoying my life.
And you recently had a birthday on April 22nd, a milestone birthday. Was that a fun time for you?
Wow. I was busy rehearsing for the play, but I received a million balloons and flowers from everywhere. All my theater friends, my television friends, my cousins, my children, my Lord, my house was a festival of flowers and balloons. And we celebrated. A couple of my friends set up the table, and my kids brought in, my son and my daughter-in-law and my grandkids brought in food, and we had a grand celebration. It was beautiful. Couldn't have been better. Couldn't have. No.
What is it like to be grandma at this time in your life? Is that a fun job?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. they're wonderful kids, and we get on fine, and they're proud of me, and I'm proud of them, and it's wonderful. But I have a lot of people that are very close to me. I have good friends, and we're very supportive of each other, and, you know, life is good. Life is beautiful. Each day is a birthday. Everybody should live in the now. Every day is a birthday. Because you never know when you're going to be hit by a bus or something. So enjoy the day.
Absolutely. When you look back at your life over these 90 years, what would you consider to be the best time?
Today.
That's a wonderful outlook. Was there a time when life was sincerely difficult, where you ever thought, boy, this is just not great?
Yeah, when I first found out about Andy's condition, because in the beginning, he was just a normal-looking little baby. And then when I found out, it's in the book where... I finally went to a doctor who analyzed him at a child development center, and he said to me, he's autistic, and I thought he said artistic. So I almost sank to my knees to thank God that he was okay. He was just a little offbeat because he was artistic. I had never heard the word autistic at that time. Autism was not known very well at that time. Little did I know that it was going to change my life. I thought I would never work again because I needed to be there to see what we can do with my son. Well, read the book. You'll find out all about it.
And everybody should get the book. It's The Facts of My Life. Charlotte, when you look back at the career... Obviously, most remembered for Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life. Was that... It's interesting because you do write about it in the book, but it wasn't always the happiest time, and I think most people think when you're working on a series that is just fantastic.
Well, I don't know. Read the book. I don't even remember.
Okay, that's okay. Well, one of the things, that people do remember is that you did leave the series after the seventh year.
Yes, I was older than the girls. They were at the beginning of their careers, and I wanted to go back and do other things. I wanted to do, and I did do some challenging things that were so rewarding, and I didn't leave them in the lurch. Every one of them, all four of them, were so loved by the television audience that I knew that the cameraman and the gaffer and the producers and the writers were not going to lose their jobs. I mean, they wanted me to sign up for 2 more years after the 7 years. And at my age, I wanted to go and do more things on the stage and more challenges and more everything, not just be tied up with the same show. And I, because I didn't feel guilty, because I felt that they would, and they did very well with Cloris Leachman. They all did very well. And so I don't feel guilty because they had a very successful 2 years after I left. And I had a wonderful time doing that wonderful play, Driving Miss Daisy, and a whole bunch of plays. I had a wonderful time, and traveled, and you know, doing things while I'm still in good health. You know,
absolutely
with my life. Yeah.
Did you watch the series after you left?
Oh, occasionally.
Yeah.
Now it's funny. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll get up and I can't sleep, and I turn on one of those channels, and there it is. And I get a kick out of it. I really do. And I love them.
Absolutely.
I think people love them still today.
Well, it's interesting because The Facts of Life has had such a resurgence in the last few years on a lot of these cable channels. And there's Mrs. Garrett and the girls. Boy, close, nearly 40 years later now.
And you know, we're still close. We still are. I just love them. They're lovely women and lovely mothers and wives. And I was over there for Kimmy Dancing with the Stars to root, you know, to root her on. And I've been close with Nancy and her husband and 2 children. And Lisa, beautiful. She's more beautiful than ever. And her 3 gorgeous, talented kids. You know, I mean, amazing, really. That we've, you know, now it's woman to woman, not Mrs., you know, Charlotte with the girls. It's woman to woman. It's lovely.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of television series with child stars do not turn out the greatest, unfortunately. Different Strokes, which you were on, unfortunately, did not have that type of happy ending. What about The Facts of Life, in your opinion, those girls made them all turn out so well?
I think it's their parents. I think that they had really good parents. That makes a difference. I don't want to go into the negativity of what happened with Different Strokes, because I was only in Different Strokes the first year.
Right.
And that year, we had so much fun. The boys were wonderful. Dana was a little flaky. I didn't realize she was probably on drugs at that time. But, I mean, they were just darling. It was after I left that all the things started to happen. And I don't want to go into it because I really wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand that, absolutely. When you left Facts of Life, and just a final question on that, did they, because it did go on for 2 years with Cloris Leachman, did they ever ask you to come back for a guest spot or anything like that?
Yes, they did, when they went to Australia. But I was busy, and I couldn't go. But they did ask me to come back. I'm sorry that I didn't. I really regret it. Yeah.
You got to do a reunion movie, though, in 2001.
Yes, we had a ball. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. I wouldn't even mind doing another one. It's so much fun being together. Yeah.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
Well, I'm not. You know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad and so on and so forth. Anyway, what did you ask me? I forgot your question.
Hey, how close is Mrs. Garrett to Charlotte Ray?
Well, the spirituality is the same. That's the same. As you know, I'm in AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. Oh, this August 7th, it'll be 42 years.
Wow.
You know, I was being very stressed out in the beginning with Andy and so much challenge every day that sometimes I would get into alcoholism at night to sleep and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that was a long time ago. And so I would say that Mrs. Garrett and I were similar when it came to spirituality. Not religion, but spirituality, you know?
Oh, well, and in the book, I do want people to know that you go into in-depth about the alcoholism, but just for people listening right now, what would you say was key in stopping the abuse of alcohol?
Well, let me see. A woman who was not in Alcoholics Anonymous, a very fine pianist and artist, I was telling her that once we got Andy into a good situation in a, because we were trying to find some help, I said, I don't know why I'm still drinking and I shouldn't be anymore. And she said, oh, you poor baby, why don't you go to Alcoholics Anonymous? And I said, Alcoholics Anonymous? Well, I'm not an alcoholic. I have a little a drinking problem, but not, I'm not an alcoholic. And she said, well, go. There are a lot of beautiful young people there, and just go and see what it is. And I took the action and went and was overwhelmed at seeing all these beautiful, well-dressed people, not people with red noses in you know, hanging around, you know, the warmth and the friendship and the support, it was extraordinary. And I kept going back and realized that it was a wonderful, wonderful organization. And I still go to meetings. And I will until the day I die. They are warm and filled with, and as some of the meetings I go to are women's meetings, and they're even more intimate. And I cannot tell you how it's changed my life. And I'm saying this because I'm hoping to tell people to give it a try. Give it a try. It'll change your life.
You know,
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Charlotte,
it's
very interesting because the title itself, Alcoholics Anonymous, is anonymity. But when you're a celebrity, to go to meetings today or when you were on network television, was that ever hard?
No. No. Because people honored me, and it was never in the paper. But, I mean, now I think it's important for me to mention it because it might help somebody. You know, there are a lot of lonely people who are on the phone drunk calling people and boring them because they're drunk and they won't remember what they said the next day. And maybe one person will pick up my message and maybe go call Alcoholics Anonymous and give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And have a different life than they've got, you know?
Yeah. This might seem like a strange question, but what is it, because most of us don't achieve the type of popularity that you did at the height of your career. What is it like to walk around as Charlotte Ray, actress? How do people, when they confront you, act?
Oh, it's fun. You know, sometimes, well, like, example, I was in New York, and my friend and I saw a play in the Village, and then we took the subway back uptown to the West Side, and we got out, and we were in and someone was just going into the subway, and a tall, good-looking man, and he said, and he looked at me, and I could tell that he was the age that he watched Facts of Life. A lot of guys watched Facts of Life when they were kids. A lot of them. And he looked at me and he went, ah! And I said, and he went, oh! And I put my arms around him. He was 6 foot something. And I'm, you know, like 4 foot seven now. I've shrunk. And we hugged. And then he went down the subway and we went on our way. But I mean, we didn't even say a word. But I knew and he knew.
The money from
that? Oh, yeah, the trainer's here. Send him up. I gotta go.
Okay. Hey, can I just get a couple more questions in?
Yeah, well, the trainer's coming. All right.
Okay, just...
Go ahead.
Yeah. When you look back at your career, how do you want people to remember the work you've done?
I don't care. I just hope I've been of some enjoyment to them. That's all.
And
I hope I've moved them and made them forget their troubles and laugh or cry or whatever, get out of themselves.
And my final question, because I know you do have to go, is because you have had such a great career, great work on television, great movies, great stage career, but does it ever maybe bother you in a slight way that first and foremost, you'll always be known as Edna Garrett?
Not at all. I think that as the years roll by, I realize it was a positive thing. No, not at all. No.
And the book.
Not at all. They love her. They do. And they still do.
And the book is a positive thing. The Facts of My Life by Charlotte Ray and Larry Strauss. Charlotte, no kidding. This book is tremendous. And I
well, tell them where they can get it.
They can go to Amazon.com. They can go to any good bookstores are carrying it. And the internet. Just search the title and you will find it. And it's well worth it. And also on Kindles. Charlotte, thank you so much for coming on. And you stay well and stay happy.
Okay, thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charlotte Ray, legendary actress from the sitcom The Facts of Life. And again, the book is The Facts of My Life. Very interesting interview, and like I said, battling alcoholism, son who had mental handicaps, lived in institutions for a time, and a husband who was bisexual. And it just is a fascinating book, The Facts of My Life, by Charlotte Ray and Larry Strauss. You'll want to get that. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Any questions, give me a ring. We do have about 13 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you up on the air. Heavens knows, a lot of interesting things going on in the world of politics, which is always where we seem to go. But don't forget, tomorrow, coming up starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, we have the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show, 10:10 till 12 noon tomorrow. And then my show will be on tomorrow afternoon from 12:10 to 2 p.m. And we will be joined by Pat Carroll tomorrow, legendary actress, game show contestant, voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, tomorrow at 1:10. And Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, will catch up with her on Thursday at 1:10. And I'm sure we'll be talking politics as far as that goes and what's been going on in the political scene. Charlotte Ray, of course, is best known for her work on The Facts of Life, but also she was in another legendary TV series, Mrs. Leo Schnauzer, the wife of Al Lewis, in Car 54, Where Are You? Let's take a listen to that.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short of child. Khrushchev's too and Idle Wild. Car 54, where are you? There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short of child. Khrushchev's too and Idle Wild. Car 54, where are you?
And for those of you who don't know, that was written by Charlotte Ray's husband. So how about that? I do want to let everybody know the Marion Area Counseling Center is presenting the MacFest Auction and Dinner featuring nationally known comic, winner of the Carnival Cruise Comedy Challenge, Dan Swartwort. On May 20th, doors open at 6 p.m. It will be at Park Place in downtown Marion. There will be a silent auction, a live auction, a 50-50 drawing, all proceeds to benefit the Marion Area Counseling Center. Tickets are $40 per person. That includes dinner and a show. For tickets, call MAC, the Marion Area Counseling Center, at 740-387-5210. Also, the Marion County Historical Society, in conjunction with support from the Modern Woodmen of America, is having the Luncheon with the First Ladies. That'll be a buffet luncheon of favorite foods of five First Ladies of the United States, followed by remarks from the First Ladies, Jane Pierce, Lucy Hayes, Helen Taft, Grace Coolidge, and Pat Nixon. That will all be taking place on June the 4th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Auditorium. Tickets are $20, advance sales only. Tickets are available at Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street here in Marion. Telephone number 740-387-4255 or go to www.marionhistory.com. Now, does anybody have a favorite episode of The Facts of Life or a favorite memory of that series? We played a version of the theme song earlier on, but here's a version of that theme song from the hit TV series The Facts of Life in honor of having Charlotte Ray on today.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're
again, we thank Charlotte Ray for being on the program today. That was a lot of fun. Does anybody out there in the listening area have a favorite TV show theme song they'd like to call in and share? And we might be able to get it on the air today. 743-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just give us a ring and we will get you up on the air today. Because that's how we're doing things today. 740-383-9944. Also, remember, you can get us on the free TuneIn app. The TuneIn app on your favorite mobile device, cell phone, whatever you have, just go to TuneIn, download the app, and search WWGH, and you can hear us anywhere on the planet on any mobile device. You can also catch us streaming live on the website, www.wwgh1071.com. And also, don't forget that we all have emails, Scott, at wwgh1071.com. Same thing for everybody's first name here, Charlie, Sean, Terry. They're all at wwgh1071.com. And we also have show archives of people who have been on the show on, are in, I guess I should say, on that website. Charlotte Ray did a CD a few years ago called Songs I Taught My Mother. And I was trying to find some of the songs from that. I think I just found one. So here we go. This is Charlotte Ray.
Gus was a gopher who wondered why little girl gophers all passed him by. He'd ask for a date and they'd all reply, uh-uh. Guess Gus just wasn't the gopher that other little gophers go for. Now Gus had a crush on a squirrel named Pearl. He asked her would she be his girl. But Pearl was the girl of a squirrel named Earl, so there. Guess Gus just wasn't the gopher that other little gophers go for. His suits and ties were fabulous, his pants were neatly pressed. In his buttonhole he always wore a rose. Yet everybody laughed at Gus, no matter what he wore. For whoever heard of gophers wearing clothes? You? Nah, Molly the mole didn't seem to mind. Gus thought she was very kind. But he didn't know that moles, of course, are blind. So Gus just wasn't the gopher that other little gophers loafer.
Great song, Charlotte Ray. Here's another one off that album, Songs I Taught My Mother. This song, Why Can't I?
To say I do, heaving a heavenly sigh. Everybody has someone. Why can't I? Creeping to bed alone, resting my head alone, only the pillow nearby. Some have a reason for dreaming. Nobody hears when I cry. Everybody has someone. Why can't I? Electrical guy. Why even old maids find a burglar? Why can't I? Sure.
again, that was Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett from The Facts of Life, performing Why Can't I off her CD, Songs I Taught My Mother. And we want to thank Charlotte Ray for coming on today. The book is The Facts of My Life by Charlotte Ray and her son, Larry Strauss. And you will want to get this book on Amazon and Kindles and good bookstores anywhere. The Facts of My Life. And she tells those stories, like I said, from a bisexual husband to a son with disabilities to Alcoholics Anonymous to, we didn't even get to the pancreatic cancer that she suffered with, to leaving the series, The Facts of Life, after 7 years. And she didn't want to talk about the different stroke years, and that's fine as well. What an amazing career, what an amazing life this woman has led. And again, don't forget, tomorrow coming up on the program, we have Pat Carroll, which is always a lot of fun, that laugh, that voice. Pat Carroll tomorrow on this program at 1:10. And at 12:10, we have an author, and I do not have the book in front of me. I know it's, I don't want to give the title because I only remember part of it, and the title kind of doesn't exactly say what's in the book. It's a strange thing, but you won't want to miss that. That's tomorrow at 12:10, and that all follows the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show right here on WWGH Radio. So again, I want to thank Charlotte Ray for coming on today and spending a few minutes with us. She normally does not do those interviews. Not a fan, I guess, of doing press, but she did it today, and we thank her so much for taking the time to do that, and we wish her all the success in the world with her play out in Los Angeles, Endgame, 90 years old, April 22nd, Charlotte Ray. For now, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP.